following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
Newton in the pocket, pressured and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller!
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller!
Von Miller!
That's super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really, it doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half, and Tony Romo's hurt.
What do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
D to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilliard here.
Yeah? He's gonna stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Duh.
My God, we are ready for the football.
Take that, mother.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Here we go, the final play of the game. The clock goes to zero. Cousins moving around, now scrambling toward the left. He's going to throw off his back foot and never get to the end zone. Yeah. Incomplete as these two teams travel thousands of miles and end in an overtime tie.
Well, that's a long way to go to kiss your sister, isn't it?
Ryan Fitzpatrick takes the snap, takes a knee, and that will do it. And the final score, the Jets 31 and the Browns 28.
Wilson in the shotgun. He resets precise to his left. Here's Wilson throwing the fade, and it's going to be caught, but out of the end zone. Back of the end zone. Kearse couldn't bring it in with 2 feet down, and the Saints have won this game.
Now they're showing blitz. They're going to bring to Levante David. Carr throws. Catch Seth Roberts. Breaks a tackle. He's gone. 10-5. Touchdown. A walk-off from Seth Roberts to win the game.
Dan Quinn, a great win for his Falcons. Atlanta gets an incredible touchdown drive. Matt Ryan to Mohamed Sanu, the game winner. Final at the Big Dome in Atlanta. The Falcons 33, the Packers 32 in a sensational ball game.
In the gun with Elliott to his left. Beasley right slot, second and goal. He's going to throw. Looking, Lindell starts up the middle. Now he pulls it back. Now he peels around left. Now he throws it in the end zone. Jason Witten, touchdown. Cowboys win.
It's a beautiful thing, John. Beautiful thing.
You know what? I don't want to hear about what's a beautiful thing this week. God damn it. You know, dude, well, we'll get into it.
Yeah, we're
but I think
get
that
into it.
I like the Raiders announcer. He's definitely going for the Hispanic audience there, isn't he?
A little bit, you think. You know, though, what I was reminded of when I heard the Jets, Browns final call, I meant to get the audio, but I figured, well, everybody heard it. You know, when you guaranteed victory for the Cleveland Browns last week.
That's right. I did. I went right out on that limb, didn't I? God damn it. That's what I get for trusting in Cleveland this whole week.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know. See, it, they had it. They were whipping the shit out of them. And then, as always, they have to play a second half.
Would you like to pick them this week?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Go Browns. Go fucking Browns. Oh, that would make my whole goddamn week. Because right now, I am in limbo. My lips have been locked on my sister for a week, and they're going to stay there for another week. I'd hate to see what they do in the Super Bowl, Tom.
Well, I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 283. Somewhere Donovan McNabb is on suicide watch. Coming up.
Yeah, again.
Coming up, there is crying in football, John.
Apparently so.
We've got the scrumble in London.
The scrumble in London.
A flying penis. It's a matter of fact. Fact. It's a matter of fact, John.
Okay. It's that's a matter of fact.
That's the fact, Jack.
Jesus Christ.
For all of you who remember Stripes.
Right.
the World Series around the world and more, but let me get to my game here for just a moment. Because in all honesty, man, I did not expect a ton of Cowboys talk this year, much like last year. You know, there wasn't a lot to talk about last year. I mean, pretty much the only thing I had to talk about regarding the Cowboys, other than how bad they were last year, was my trip to Jerry World.
Dude, like, imagine how I must feel when I saw Tony Romo go down after three plays.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, man, rookie quarterback, this is going to be great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, shut up.
Well, it wasn't even fun to talk to Jerry last year. You know, he was miserable.
Your Cowboys are on a roll.
Well, I mean, damn, I'm starting to think Dallas might be for real. I mean, that was an Eagle team that had just destroyed the Vikings.
I don't know what to make of the Eagles. Either they're for real or they're not for real. And I know that sounds so cliched, but I still haven't got quite a read on them because they did play the Cowboys really tight, but I've seen them get smacked around. The Redskins ran the ball up and down a field on them. So I'm not sure what to make of them. Not just yet.
I saw an article that said Wentz is fool's gold, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't, you know, because he's not making a lot of deep passes down the field. Well, neither is Dak Prescott. But
so what?
That's because they don't have that full experience yet. They, you know, there's no way they're running. Like, Romo could run more offense than Dak. He could run more plays, more, you know, just a lot of more difficult stuff.
Just go ahead and say it, Tom. The white quarterback can remember more stuff.
No.
All right. That's not what you were saying?
No. It's just the experience. That's all. And it's the same with Wentz, you know.
Right. Well, you know, Wentz, he reminds me when he's on like Roethlisberger out there. He's just playing football. It's not necessarily Mr. Precision or anything like that, but he can make plays. He doesn't have any receivers right now. I don't care what they say about this Nelson Agholor guy. He hasn't shown me anything. And this other guy with three names, who cares? You know what I'm saying? He doesn't really have anything to work with yet. So that's why I don't really know where to go with Philly.
Is it Joshua Huff?
Josh Huff, yeah. Got busted for freaking weed and a gun.
Yeah, great. Drugs right, and a gun, right. That's good together. That'll get you far in life.
I don't care about the weed. I really don't.
Weed!
That's fine. The gun is... And again, you know what? If he's got a license for the gun, but you can't have the gun and the weed together. That's the problem.
No, obviously it's going to cause a problem. Everybody knows. Potheads get high and start shooting at everything.
Well, no.
Goddamn, you can't trust them.
Their defense is really good. Their special teams is really good in Philly.
Right. Well, they got a good coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good football team. I'm not going to sit here and say they suck, otherwise our win didn't mean anything.
See, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they might be good. They might be 8-8.
Yeah, I'm not even sure, man.
So it's hard to say. The Cowboys do look legit because they have what you need to be able to be legit, which is a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes, an offensive line that doesn't let them get 30, and get to let a running back run all over the goddamn field. Fuck them. God damn it. I hate them.
And all of that benefits the defense.
I don't want to talk about the Cowboys being good. It really makes me sick.
Yeah, you're not the only one, and we'll get to him coming up here in just a second. But I did want to get to this. I got this from NJ.com, which is, I'm guessing, New Jersey.
All right.
And last Friday, so this was before the game, before the Cowboys and Eagles game, former offensive lineman Brian Baldinger.
Right. He's on NFL Network with a big broken finger that he shows you every damn time he's on TV.
Yeah, well, he also goes on the radio once a week, and he got himself in trouble. He, you know, he played for both the Eagles and the Cowboys during his career, by the way.
I remember Baldinger, there was two Baldingers that played for the Cowboys. Wasn't there a Rich Baldinger that played for the Cowboys? Because one of them, I remember when he was a rookie, I think it was Brian Baldinger, was on special teams and got flagged for a really flagrant personal foul. I mean, it was bad. That I was like, damn, that is a dirty guy. And it was such a bad play that I can remember it even now, that it was one of those two Baldinger boys.
Well, I'm betting it's Brian, and here's why. Wait till you hear this clip. He was on 97.5 FM, The Fanatic in Philly. Right, like I said, on Friday. This is what he said going into that game that the Eagles needed to do.
This is the guy that we've got to hurt. This is the guy that we got to take out of the game. We've got to hit him. Just got to be 10 guys that want to hurt him every single play. In fact, we may even put a little bounty on Ezekiel Elliott. Let's get to Alfred Morris.
Put a bounty on Ezekiel Elliott.
Dude, that just means they're going to try to hit him with a paper towel. That's just code for we're going to absorb the punishment he's going to try to give us.
Okay, if he didn't work for anybody, it wouldn't matter. There's nothing could be done about it. He didn't break any laws or anything. However, he works for the NFL Network, and they have now suspended him for 6 months without pay.
That means he's not coming back. He's not going. Now, the only thing that Brian Baldinger is going to be able to do to make a living is go on the freak show circuit outside of a circus and show everybody that right angle pinky of his. Look, here's where I broke my finger in a football game.
Well, he told NJ Advance Media Wednesday that the punishment doesn't fit the crime, and he might be right, because 6 months without pay, that's definitely a longer suspension than most media companies would typically hand out, you know, to a guy who got himself in trouble for something, saying something stupid. But I think that's the league, and they're embarrassed because he's one of their own employees saying, you know, he's advocating intentionally hurting a player. And I think he was saying it tongue in cheek, really. I mean, if we're going to be honest, but you just can't say it, especially if you're working for the NFL.
Well, you know, so what? That's what football is. Everybody get out there and bust that fucking guy open. The quarterback must go down, and he must go down hard.
Well, he was only talking about Ezekiel Elliott.
I know it. Then you can switch it around to anything you want. Al Davis's ghost is up in heaven. He still says the same thing. The running back must go down, and he must go down hard. It doesn't matter who it is. If you're playing the Broncos, the linebacker must go down, and he must go down hard. Hey, that's our Sunday night game this week. That might be actually a good one for a change. Actually, last week was a damn good one, but you got beat by the World Series in the ratings. Crushed. Did you see that?
Yeah, but of course I would hope so.
Mm-mm, it never happens. Look here,
this was a very different World Series, and I can prove that because
I get
Game
it.
Game 7 of the World Series had 40 million viewers. The last time a World Series game had 40 million viewers was the Mets-Braves World Series in 91.
Yeah, I know. It was huge, and I get it, and I completely get it, because I was among those people watching. But the Cowboys, when it comes to television ratings for the NFL, are the gold standard. And the Cowboys-Eagles, I don't care what's going on in the World Series. They didn't just get beat by a couple of points. They got smoked.
What are you talking? John, they had 17 million viewers, the game did.
No, I know, but in terms of ratings, the World Series crushed it.
Well, of course. I don't know. You seem so shocked by that.
Mm. If it was anybody else, even the Packers.
I don't care.
But it's the Cowboys.
No. Come on. John, you're talking about the Cubs. They've been around much longer than the Cowboys.
I know. The people that were trying to watch the World Series with the Cubs in it were still messing with their rabbit ears. I can't find Harry Carey. Come on.
All right, we'll get to the World Series coming up. But first, I got to play this angry Eagles fan. All right.
Okay.
This came from Daily Snark. And this guy, wow, he is really losing it. He is crying. He is angry. And he's got a lot to say. And I mean, he's really going off the deep end.
This is not EDP, right? This ain't Fat Boy.
No. EDP would whip this guy's ass just for being a pussy. I'm telling you right now, EDP would knock the shit out of this guy.
He'd probably put him underneath his left tit and keep him there for a week. You just stay there and chill the fuck out.
All right, so here's his rant. He had to do this right after the game because it was on Daily Snark Monday morning.
Right, and then I never saw it again.
And then it was gone. So,
yeah, so this, I hope it's real.
You know, and the game
went pretty funny.
The game ran late, went into overtime, so there was only a few hours between the end of the game and him, you know, doing this, going on it. You know, and he's got caught up in the emotion. Should wait. Never do that. If you want to put out a video on the internet talking about a game you just saw, wait a couple of days. Don't do it right after the game.
Tom, you know, when it comes to being a big-time viral star, you have to think all the time, this could be the one that gets me $1 million, this emotional outburst. Maybe there's a chance that I become the star of the NFL YouTube argument wars this week.
Maybe there's a chance.
That's right. He knows it.
Based on all the feedback I got from last week's show, that guy was the star of the show.
Maybe there's a chance.
That's right. We should try to get him on Tosh.0.
Oh, my gosh.
You should
fantastic.
Go find him on video. He's got a bunch of videos, apparently, and none of them got nearly as many hits as that one. But the best thing about him is right before he goes on his... Remember I said he sounds like he's falling down the steps at the beginning?
Yeah.
He starts jumping around his room and throwing things around that he knows can't hurt anything. Like, at one point, he picks up a pencil and throws it. But his fat ass is jumping around, staring at the camera, and his freaking pants are falling down. It's rather disgusting.
All right, so here's what this Eagles fan had to say right after the Cowboys beat the Eagles in overtime.
Man, that game was so fucking rigged, man.
It was rigged.
Oh, it's rigged.
The fucking referees cheated, man. Jerry Jones paid the motherfuckers mad money, man. Shit ain't right, man. It's not right, man. We was up, man. How the fuck is it gonna come back like that?
Damn.
And he changed their fucking overtime rule.
Change them overtime rules.
Right in the third quarter.
Roger Goodell, he just changed that shit, man. That shit dumb as fuck, man. Fuck the Cowboys.
Man, they changed them rules, Tom, right at halftime. They changed them just before we got the ball.
Fuck the Cowboys.
So far, I agree with him on every point.
Hey, he changed the fucking overtime rule.
Jerry Jones done paid them motherfuckers, man.
All right, here we go. Keep going.
Now, all of a sudden, they the boys again. What about last year? What the fuck y'all do last year, motherfuckers? 4-12.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
That just means where?
Got a fucking job interview today and shit, man. I can't go to a fucking interview like this, man. I'm all shook up, man.
How am I supposed to go see Mr. Peterson and get that job down there at the goddamn Burger King like this? Oh, my God, I got a job interview.
Got a fucking job interview today and shit, man. I can't go to a fucking interview like this, man.
So this must be the next day. He doesn't have a job interview at 2 in the morning.
Right.
This must be in the morning. He had all night to sleep on it, and he still got up and cried. Oh, my God.
Just the way he says it. The way he says it, and the inflection in his, wait a minute.
Got a fucking job interview today and shit, man. I can't go to a fucking interview like this, man. Man, I can't go to a fucking interview like this, man.
There ain't no way. I'll be sitting there and they'll be asking me about my employment history and I will think of that goddamn Roger Goodell changing their rules in the fourth quarter and I won't get us. I mean, I just didn't pay.
All right, hang on. Let's keep going. There's more. There is more.
Got a fucking job interview today and shit, man. I can't go to a fucking interview like this, man. I'm all shook up, man.
I'm all shook up.
He ain't gonna hire me like this, man.
Wait a minute. Hey, we gotta get.
All shook up.
No, I know. I gotta get that and put it over Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up, man. He ain't gonna hire me like this, man.
I'm all shook up.
Man, NFL, this fucking politics, man. I blame this shit on fucking Hillary Clinton.
What the hell is that?
Fuck this shit.
Wait a minute, Hillary Clinton?
Hello, Roger, listen, why don't you go ahead and change those rules like we discussed? Yeah, right about now. Honey's got 6 points on the Cowboys.
Oh, man, he's just like I said, he's just losing it now.
Man, they would have checked the fucking emails, man. They could have caught some shit, man. We would have won that fucking game.
Oh, my God.
It's just fucking politics, man. Fuck the Cowboys, man.
Fuck the Cowboys, man. He said it again.
I think Bigfoot has something to do with it, Tom.
All them goddamn Jack Lynx commercials, man.
Oh, shit. Everything's a conspiracy against the Eagles, man. Damn, I was gonna go interview for that CEO job this morning. I can't go like this. Could you imagine them calling in sick? My whole family just died. I can't come to work. He should just be straight up, because otherwise they'll be like, hey, you notice 9 Mondays out of every fall. Bobby's crying his eyes out.
And I'm fucking tired of Dak Prescott. That's all I'm hearing is Dak, Dak, Dak. Dak, Dak, Dak.
Dak, 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 Dak.
Dak, Dak, Dak. Fuck Dak.
Fuck Dak. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Fuck Dak. Fuck Zeke Elliott.
They should have put a bounty on his head, man.
Why they picking on the rookies, man?
Fuck Zeke Elliott.
Brian Poltinger was right. They should have paid somebody to kneecap him.
Zeke Elliott. Zeke Elliott.
He sounds like he's introducing him as a dancer in some club.
Zeke Elliott.
Everybody get your dollars out now.
Zeke Elliott. You motherfucking rookies, man.
This dude's he's having a meltdown.
You motherfucking rookies, man. I can't stand them motherfuckers, but they just good.
They just good.
I got a fucking interview to go to today, man. I can't go to this shit like this, man. Fucking shook up, man, and crying and snotting. I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Wow.
Oh, my God. See, now, Tom, this is something that the commissioner has to see. Then look what he just did to this guy by changing these rules in the middle of the goddamn game like that. Fucking Hillary Clinton. She has to know what kind of pain she's putting out the citizens through with her fucking meddling in the middle of the goddamn game.
Man, I can't go to a fucking interview like this, man. Dak, Dak, Dak. Fuck Dak. Fuck Zeke Elliott. Fuck the Cowboys.
That's the best Eagle fan we've had in a long time.
Yeah!
he's my favorite ever since the Duper Bowl guy.
Oh, I still love the Duper Bowl.
Trust me, I've been laughing so long my tongue is all sore too, man. My whole face is sore. Holy shit. Dak, Dak, Dak.
The Duper Bowl.
Yeah.
There he is.
The Eagles will get a Duper Bowl.
My God. Not if they got to keep playing Dak, Dak, Dak.
We're going to the hood.
Dak, Dak, Dak.
I got to go back and look and see if I can find this guy went after the Redskins game.
Oh, how sweet it is. That's how I like to see Eagles fans right there.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
That's great.
I don't know where we're going to go from there. We're going to try to get better now.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Josh Norman, so.
Oh, that's always fun.
Josh, Josh, Josh.
Yeah, after your big game over in London.
God. Oh, you know, dude.
Go ahead.
I hate it. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it. You know, there were so many opportunities. The Redskins controlled the ball like 17 minutes of the first half. They just kept it away from them. 17, 18 minutes, and they got a three-point lead. So, Josh Norman, the Redskins got a shitload of penalties called on him, including a PI at the end of the game that was ridiculous. Could have changed the whole outcome and everything. But Norman, he's going to bitch about the referees. He doesn't get fined for this.
No, because he's on a radio show, but I thought that only applies to the coaches, doesn't it?
No. This is a post-game interview. This is in the locker room, and he could be fined if he impugned, if he implied that the ref was what's the word I'm looking for? If he was on the take or if he was being unfair. But instead, he says what he says, so he can't be fined for this.
Well, no, he doesn't say any of that. He basically calls the ref incompetent.
He does. You're allowed to do that. You're just not allowed to say, look, man, I think he was cheating. You're allowed to say he's dumber than shit.
All right, well.
See, the Redskins had 18 penalties accepted against them, which I would have felt really fucking horrible about, except then the Raiders go and win after getting 23 penalties accepted against them.
Yeah, and there was a definite face mask that should have been called, one that was really lame, that what it was like they couldn't get a break.
No, they couldn't get a break. And, I mean, they had opportunities that they let get past them, too. They missed a field goal. I know that their kicker, there was four missed kicks in the game. So
I heard that was another thing I heard. I don't have it, but I heard Josh Norman say, if you blame our kicker, you suck.
Yeah, there was four missed kicks in the game. He missed like a 54-yarder. The first one, I mean, in overtime, they actually iced him. It worked.
They iced him. Yep.
So, you know, it's not on the kicker. There's all kinds of different things that was going on in that game. But Josh Norman getting called four times for hands to the face. Dude, stop putting your hands in his face. He was guilty every single time. Every time that he'd come off the line, he would jab him right in the face with his fingers, like some kung fu move. Yeah.
Well, he's going to talk about this referee who wears number 88.
Who's 88? I got to know. I just got to know. Who's official 88? He sucked. Just going to be honest with you. I'm going to be straightforward. He was terrible. I feel like he should be reprimanded. I feel like some of the plays that was going on out there was just, I mean, it was terrible to the point where we go down the field, Crowder scores, blatant face mask. Wait, yeah. We get a touchdown, no call. Now, defense, we go out there on the same sideline. We stop him for a run. We get in there, he said we call a face mask, but there was no evidence of that. It was a scramble. How did you see the scramble face mask, but you did not see the blatant one when it was just him and one other person? Like,
Hold on. Jeez. Hold on, with scramble?
It was a scramble face mask.
I love the guy. That's Chris Cooley and Kevin Sheehan.
This is Cooley and Sheehan, yeah. on WTEM in Washington.
Yeah, 980. Yeah, I love. Wait.
One other person, like.
Hold on.
Jeez.
Hold on. With scramble?
Yeah, a scramble. How you gonna call a scramble face mask?
How did you see the scramble face mask, but you did not see the blatant one? Well, it was just him and one other person. Like,
Hold on.
This guy's like, he's like, got to be dumbfounded. He's got this look on his face. Scramble. Wait. Hold on.
Hold on.
Jeez.
Hey, you know that face mask they're talking about?
Uh-huh.
That twisted the dude's head all the way around. The helmet was on backwards. The official right there at the pylon that he scored in front of didn't throw the flag and didn't even single touchdown.
The scramble face mask.
The scramble face mask, John.
Yeah, you could see the scramble face mask, but the one that happened clearly in front of him, 2 feet from his face, he couldn't see that or the touchdown.
It was a scramble.
Hold on. With scramble?
No, wait. Don't.
Whoa.
Hold on.
That just sounds like a scramble. All right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hell yeah. It always works out, man.
I'm baffled by it. So to the point where all my teammates are feeling like that, I speak on it. So it is what it is. I just feel like they really need to sit down and look at that, because the plays out there that was going on, I never in my life had seven and like flags on me ever. And what? I feel as if I probably had more of that. If you really want to be honest with it, every time through the ball, I feel like it's going to be a flag. Oh, okay. Here you go. Like, let me not touch the guy. Let the guy push off on me, but let me not touch him. And the flag at the end of the game where Pierre caught a slant route in 5 yards, got separation from the DB. What was the field goal range? Flag, coming back. So was that the only first offensive pass interference we had all game? I need to know, because I don't think Cincy had one of them at all.
I saw that play.
There was no way that was pass interference.
There's not even time for pass interference.
No, he put his hand on him as he moved to the inside, and that was about it. It didn't knock anybody off. As a matter of fact, that was Pac-Man Jones, and he was backpedaling into a different zone, getting ready to let him free. You know how they do. The safety will come up, and they let him free.
Yeah, they jam him.
Yeah, well, Pac-Man at that point, when they actually touched, was backpedaling. So, it's, I don't know. I have no idea. He's right, though. They sucked all damn game.
How do you play like that? I mean, come on, man.
You can go back and watch it. I'm not about to sit here and go down how many plays he missed, how many plays he called. I mean, it was just a terrible call to the point where they allowed this guy to get here. I don't know, whatever they can say about it. I really don't care. This is how I'm feeling and how the team feels right now. So speaking on their behalf, here or not, this is, I'm just saying, this is how I feel about it, and it needs to be watched and reprimanded. They reprimand us. So how come, what's the reprimand?
They reprimand us. They take our money.
And they reprimand us. So how come, what's the reprimand for them?
The reprimand?
Come over here and call. I don't know, how many calls he had? Anybody know? Because I'm pretty sure he had majority of them.
Majority of him. Them.
You.
Wait. What's he? Is he getting ready to preach?
Him.
How?
Yeah, he's definitely getting down.
Him.
How?
His eyes are all wide.
It don't make any sense.
It just doesn't make, a lot of that didn't, Josh. No, and you know, that's the whole problem. It's always inconsistent. And you know what we found out?
Man.
They don't bring enough cameras to England when they do a game there. They don't have nearly as many replay options as they do anywhere else. That's bullshit. What is it? They can't afford it? The NFL can't afford it? Guess what? They have cameras there. You can borrow them.
It was a scramble.
Right. You can get all kinds of angles and find out if there was a face mask in the scramble.
Hold on. Hold on. What, scramble?
Hold on.
I think we ought to try to get scrumble into the lexicon. I think everybody out there that listens to this show ought to start using scrumble like this Sunday when you're watching football and the ball's down on the ground or something like that and everybody's jumping in the pile. Everybody's trying to get it. Just start yelling to your friends, it's a scrumble, it's a scrumble.
Are you going to watch Denver and Oakland in the Sunday night scrumble?
The Sunday night scrumble. You're going to get Chris Collinsworth saying it. You know, there's a scrumble down there, Al. Oh. God. You know, I was watching, what was it? They had the Thursday night football special the other night, right, with Al Michaels was doing, I can't remember which game it was, with Chris Collinsworth. Thursday night, last night, it was Tampa Bay and Atlanta. It was Chris Michaels, it was those two idiots. Anyway.
Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels. I was mesmerized by his hair plugs. The show, the opening of the show is a bunch of football players doing a fucking music video like they're all Beyonce and shit. What the fuck are they doing to this sport, Tom?
All right, when you watch that again this Sunday night, I want make sure you see it. And I know it, you don't really want to watch it again, but pay very close attention because the best part of the video is Eli Manning.
Just for the comedy value. But
Yes. When he walks and looks into the camera and walks past, man, it is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'll be honest. So that's the Sunday night football opening?
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, that's why I do not watch the Sunday night football show. I watch it. I know when kickoff is. It's like 8:28. So that's when I turn on the television.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to watch that shit. So I had no idea. The other day, that caught me by surprise. And, Jesus fucking Christ, what the hell do they think we want to watch? We're football fans. Do they think we want to fucking see that?
Oh, you know, it's a spectacle, man.
It's a goddamn gridiron fucking sport. It's a blood sport, Tom. I want to be told, you are looking live at a goddamn contest that's going to come out of this thing with a vanquished and a victor.
I'll cut your motherfucking throat!
Right. Right. I don't want to be told, coming up next on the NFL Variety Hour. Fuck that. That's fine. What they'll... Yeah, that's what'll be next week on the Sunday night opening.
Dak. Fuck Dak. Fuck Zeke Elliott. Fuck the Cowboys.
And on that note, we'll go to break.
Bang Radio Hour.
Keep on tripping on my team's future. They keep on slipping into big losers. I wanna cry over football and my team. Cry over football, pray my team gets a TD. I want to cry over football till we're beat. Oh, can't bear
of elimination. Need some players who can catch and have speed and a defense who can stop the other team, miss our field goals, passing incomplete. Oh, oh, there's no solution. I wanna cry over football and my team. Cry over football, pray my team gets a TD. I want to cry over football till we're beat. Oh, can't bear elimination.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
My nephews love it. They play the baseball. Love the baseball. I would too now. There's no outs when you play baseball now. You aware of that? No outs. So every kid gets to hit every inning. They don't even keep score. So nobody wins or loses. And we all go home happy. What kind of crap is that? We were told what we were good at. I wanted to be an astronaut. My parents came to me, you can't. You're almost retarded.
If I pitch, can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hard one? I mean, baby, do you know the game? I'm a big league pitcher. Can you catch the hairline?
Hi, this is Justin from Blue October, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. It reminds us all that once was good.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all! 8-7-10!
It sucks one of them had to lose. It really did. It really sucked that one of those teams had to lose, but damn, what a series. And I'm not that big a baseball fan, but damn, what a series, man. I mean,
you know what sucks? Well, that one of them wasn't the Orioles and that they didn't win.
I understand. Look, I'm a Reds fan, John, but I was rooting for the Indians because I got a couple of friends. I mean, I know who Mark the Shark is, one of the longtime sportscasters in Columbus, Ohio. He's the biggest baseball fan I know. He's the best baseball fan I know. And he's the best and biggest Indians fan I know. And I just really, if for no other reason, I wanted them to win for him.
Well, I hope he hears this so he can rub it in some more.
Well, I wasn't trying to rub it in. I feel so bad for him and a couple other people I know. But, you know, I mean... I'm sure that if the Cubs lost, there'd be so many people saying the same thing about their friends in Chicago. And
no, they wouldn't. They'd laugh. Everybody would laugh at them.
I hope there's a rematch next year and the Indians win Game 7. That would be about the best thing that could possibly happen.
Like hell. Are you not paying attention? The next thing that could happen next year would be that the Orioles win it in 4.
Okay. All right.
I'd be very happy.
I bet you would.
What's more important, my happiness or anybody else?
Well, I don't know if these guys were happy, but I'm going to let you hear the final radio call for that in Spanish.
Okay.
Davis está en primera base. Batazo. Rich Bregan, a primera. Damas y caballeros, tenemos nuevo campeón. Campeón que ha esperado 108 años.
I thought he would. I thought he would at least go Cubs.
How about Korean? All right, now this one's my favorite. This one's in Russian.
Очка. Один раз в Филадельфии, один раз вот с Кливлендом выбивает Майкл Мартинес, и это должен быть
аут. Это аут, аут, который заканчивает ожидание Чикаго длиною в 108 лет. Первая мировая серия с 1908 года в активе у Чикаго Кубс.
Okay, and that was a lot like the ones the Germans last year in the Super Bowl, because I heard Cleveland, Chicago, I heard Gonzalez, and then I heard Chicago Cubs again. And that was the only thing I could understand.
We could take that. We could chop it up just a little bit, and we could release it on the internet and tell people that it is actual audio of the pre-recorded Donald Trump wins the election for the Soviet Union's propaganda machine, and release it. And I guarantee you, within 10 minutes, it'll be on Facebook with some fucking moron. Look, 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 look. Yeah, look, look. See, look, everybody.
Jeez. That's funny.
You know those little things where I got a little kid? I wanted to show my little kid how fast their picture could get around, so like it and spread it. That fucking thing would be all over the internet like wildfire.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to the Cubs.
Congratulations to the Cubs. Too bad you're not the Orioles. But, hey, I noticed a lot of the Orioles' former pitchers were pitching in this World Series. It's like Jake Arrieta for one. Holy shit, we drafted that dude and couldn't do anything with him. Good to see he's doing something well.
The Indians had a few Red Sox on their team, including the manager, Francona.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, but then don't the Cubs have the guy that built the team?
Yes.
So there you go. Fuck the Red Sox. I think that's how we can tie the whole thing together. Fuck the Red Sox.
You're talking about Theo Epstein, right?
Yeah. Yeah, did you hear him in his interview on television live the other night? Where he said people would call him up after they lost, and he'd be like, fuck you.
I thought you meant the one with Bill Murray.
No. Oh, sure. I would have grabbed it. I thought you might have had it. Or it was probably too big for us to mess with. We don't like to get the things that everybody already knows about.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's seen it. I mean, they were drunk. They were pouring champagne on each other.
I noticed they didn't wear their fucking safety goggles.
It's a better video than it is audio.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, well. I mean, it's all right. It's just, it's funny because it's Bill Murray, you know?
Yeah. Well, they said something like 5 million people were at the parade today.
Is that
right?
5
million fucking people.
Wow.
I know.
See, that's what I mean. Look at that. That's crazy. I mean, that was great for baseball. Like I said, 40 million people watched that. It was really good for baseball. That, you know.
It is good for baseball. Baseball's a damn good sport. I'm glad people are starting to figure that back out.
Yeah, when I'm awake.
I know. That's the thing. I mean, for summer, it's great, though. You know, there's that period of the summer where there's nothing else going on. So you click it on and, oh, there's another pop file. And you just sit back.
I'm fishing.
You can put it on the radio. It's perfect for the radio.
You're playing tennis. What are you talking about?
That's right, but you know, the game's on until 10 o'clock. I'm not playing at 10 o'clock.
All right, let's move on here. I just want to play this quick clip from Jim Harbaugh. When I did that earlier, I said that's the fact, Jack.
Oh, okay.
It's a matter of fact.
Okay.
Because that's how he thinks you spell fact. Listen.
Anytime you win, it's the great thrill of victory and wonderful feeling of winning. That's just fact of business.
Hey, Jim, can you update
fact,
us on...
F-A-C-K, fact.
Can you update us on Grant Perry's status? Did he travel here, and why not?
F-A-C-T? Yeah. Correction, I stand corrected.
Hey, idiot. Well, there's your Michigan education, John.
He actually thought that's what it was. I thought he was fucking around because it sounded to me like he said fact with a T on the end. You'd think he'd understand.
F-A-C-K, fact.
He also said wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
F-A-C-K, fact.
I love it.
Right. And you know what? When somebody said F-A-C-T, he goes, you know, this is why we don't like to let you in here.
Right.
Every time I say something, you got to push it even further. Gives him the death stare. God. If I say it's fack, F-A-C-K, it's F-A-C-K. You got it? F-U-C-T-U, pal.
Wow. Jesus.
He doesn't even have a New York accent, but it just works because he's such a dick.
F-A-C-K, fact.
Everybody in New York now thinks I called them a dick.
I know.
Oh, hey, that reminds me, dude. On the 18th, I'm going to New York. I won't be able to do a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Friday.
Oh, okay.
And I just told everybody that I'll be out of town. No, disregard all you burglars and criminals. My dogs are staying home, and they know where the gun is.
All right. Here, I want to play Brock Osweiler.
Brock, B-R-O-K-T.
Brock Suckweiler.
Okay.
Yeah. But he won this game. He was able to beat
He did. That was a surprise.
Yeah. I was kind of. I think the defense had a lot to do with it, but this is what he said about the offense. This is great.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have. But there is going to come a time where we are going to put four quarters together as a team, and we're going to show it to everybody else.
We're going to show it, John. We're not going to do it yet. We're holding out. We're waiting. We're going to surprise everybody, and we're going to show you what we're really
Nobody
made of.
You'll see it coming. We're gonna put four quarters together, and then, wah! They're gonna come out with jazz hands on the kickoff. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there's a chance.
You know, this dude's got four quarters 72 million times over. So, right. Win a fucking football game. Well, I guess he just did
well,
win
he
a
did.
Football game. God, he's been terrible.
All right. I just thought that was funny, you know. Yeah,
that
you,
is pretty
you,
funny.
You just wait. We're going to show you soon. It's coming, I promise.
We got something for the scrumble that is going to blow you away.
It was a scrumble.
Right.
A four-quarter scrumble.
Oh. What do you think about it, crying Eagles fan?
Fuck the Cowboys.
F-U-K-T.
F-A-C-K, fact.
Right.
That's right.
All right, and of course, did everybody see the big dildo fly on the field at the Patriots-Bills game?
Absolutely. Look, the Bills Mafia does something stupid every week. You guys are going to have to do something even better to top that.
I love the media questioning Tom Brady about it. Listen.
Did you see what the Bills fan threw on the field, and have you ever seen one of those before?
Have you ever seen one of those before?
I just came out of a locker room with 52 other guys. I've seen them more sizes than you can fucking imagine. Jesus Christ, I was laying on the beach in Italy with mine hanging out. You think I was the only guy there? I got a bigger one in my locker. Look, you can bring out a big black one. Look, cut your hair. Shake it at him.
Who was the Vikings running back that got caught in the airport with the Wizinator?
Ontario Smith.
Ontario Smith. Yeah, the cartoon. I remember the cartoon.
That cartoon got my cartoon. My cartoons were appearing on footballguys.com at that point. And then that one got me thrown off. They said we're a bit more family oriented than that. Ah, so David Dodds, hey, no hard feelings, man. I completely got it. That was funnier than hell.
If you were watching the cartoons back then, you might recall we had, I mean, football guys, we had them. They were pretty wrapped up with us. I mean, you saw their name on in cartoons, like in the end zone and stuff. And yeah, they were, you know, sponsoring, you know, you heard them in the podcast and everything. And then all of a sudden, one day, they were just completely gone.
They said thank you, but no thank you. They're still friends, you know. They're good guys, but and I completely got it. I mean, I was waving a big black dildo around in somebody's face
and then cutting people up with it.
Right.
All right, let's finish listening to Brady.
Did you see what the Bills fan threw on the field, and have you ever seen one of those before?
I did see it. Yes, I did. I did see it.
You didn't take that.
I thought it was funny that the ref didn't want to pick it up.
He's kicking it all over the place.
Yeah, he was kicking it. No one wanted to reach out and grab it. That was very unusual. That was a first. Only in Buffalo.
Only in Buffalo.
Yeah, that was very interesting thing.
I mean, you got to get it past security. That can't be easy.
I know. How'd they get that in the stadium?
That's I think that takes some doing.
That takes some
time. Oh, that's great, man.
You can't get. Yeah, look, if you put one of those down your pants, the security guy is going to be way fucking impressed. He ain't going to want to touch that. Now the fat girl is next to him. She might, come here, sir.
It was a scramble.
What you got to do is, if you're in Buffalo, you go to the security guy and you go, hey, I got this big dildo. I'm going to throw it at Tom Brady. And they're going to go, oh, yes, sir, into the VIP lounge. Please, make way. This man's got a dildo he's going to throw at Tom Brady. You know, that came out of the same section of the crowd where that great sign was 2 years ago that said Tom Brady sits when he pees that got on television. It came right from the same spot.
Probably the same fan. Let's see what I get on television this year.
That's a lot better than watching your fat asses drink fucking liquor out of some girl's ass. Really, it is.
Wow.
Now, next time, what you got to do is you got to get a sex doll out there. You got to get a sex doll on the field. Just go all out. Get one on the field. Fling it down there.
Sure.
Watch it come floating in.
No, you know what, though? You know, they'll bounce like beach balls around in the stands. They need to do that with a sex doll.
Well, see, they won't put it on TV, but if you can get it to come out into the end zone, especially when they're down there, and have that girl fly out there with the, you know, with her arms up and that big stupid-looking mouth wide open with those dead eyes.
Right.
Right. Have it come flying out there. Oh. That would be so much fun, Bills fans. I'd have so much respect for you.
That is funny.
That would be great. That would be great.
Hold on.
Jeez!
The dildo on the field was funny. It was a big one. I mean, as dildos go.
So what was the funniest thing of this show?
I don't have any idea. I'll have to listen to it again.
Got a fucking job interview today and shit, man. I can't go to a fucking interview like this, man.
That was... All right, there's number one. What's number two? We have at least four.
Dag.
Hey, that's still the same number one.
Oh, is that still... That's all the same?
Yeah, but you can play them up. We'll let people vote on it.
I don't know how you top that.
Okay.
I don't know how you
top that. I don't know. The scrumble was pretty good.
The scrumble face mask.
The little thing you did with all the hold-ons, that was good.
Hold on.
Wait. The scramble face mask.
Yeah, that's good. So there's number two. Let's see, the fact. That's pretty funny.
F-A-C-K, fact.
Yeah.
And, of course, Tom Brady and the dildo. That was too goddamn funny.
I still like the guy. Have you ever seen one of those?
Can you describe it, please? Does it have a vein that runs down the left side or the right side? Is it more down the center?
Was Ray Lewis singing in the background?
That's why men cry for women. That's why women. Can I slow down to honor a woman? Mama, if you hear me, I'm sorry for the pain. And pass it to your love.
Tom, this is Lance from Out Magazine. Have you ever seen one like that that's got a suction cup on it that you can, like, stick to a glass window?
Oh,
my God. Tom, this is Lance again. Would you like to see how far I can put that one down my throat? Do you like it with the little tiny half balls there, Tom? Do you like it that I got the half balls there?
Oh, my God.
I don't get that. Why don't you just, I mean, you're going to make a dick that big, and you're going to do everything you can to make it, you know, as lifelike as you can, except for the fact that it should belong on a fucking moose. And why would you put only, like, half the nuts? Is it supposed to stand on the table like a conversation piece? What the fuck? Why don't you just have the full nuts down there?
It's like on the album from Zeppelin, Presence.
I have to know.
You know the album Presence from Zeppelin?
Yeah.
And it's got the object. It's got the object in every picture.
Right, the object.
That's the object.
The object. I just don't understand why they have to have. Maybe somebody that uses one of these things can tell me why do they stop the mold right there?
I want someone to get out Photoshop and do the entire Zeppelin Presence album with the dildo.
The dildo on it. I'm sure that's been done before the internet started a long time ago. And you know how people are.
Hey, man, you know what's funny?
Right, right.
We could probably get some people to actually recreate the photos
right.
with a dildo on it. I just don't understand why they have half balls. Why does it have to have a flat bottom like that? I don't get it.
I don't know, John.
I don't know either.
I really don't know.
I have to know. the rest of the week's games really kind of suck. The Bears won. That was a surprise.
I thought this was the best weekend of the year.
Here's the thing, though. At 9:30 in the morning, my team started a 5-quarter fucking tie.
I know.
So the rest of my day and the rest of my week has been like...
I know. I know.
There's no... Oh, I don't know what they do in the Super Bowl, Tom. What would they do?
I know.
It's very frustrating. So, yeah. I mean, the games were good, but, every time I think about football this week, that's all my brain goes back to. Oh, and now Trent Williams got suspended for 4 games for missing a drug test.
Oh, really?
Fucking Roger Goodell strikes again. He missed the test, so that means he's definitely guilty of the crime.
Yeah.
And the problem is that their stupid fucking union signs up for this shit.
Oh, that's a great idea, sure. Oh, by the way, we don't want to hit each other in practice, okay?
That's probably why guys are getting hurt so much.
Exactly. They're not ready for it. You see the team. Do you think the Patriots don't hit in practice?
Right.
Bullshit.
Right.
You see, they traded that guy straight away to freaking Cleveland when he mentioned money.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that, man.
Bye.
Well,
hey, he can win with it, with you or without you. The only one that you're not going to do that to is the guy who collects dildos at the 3-yard line, Mr. Tom Brady.
Belichick doesn't give a damn, even if you're playing well. Although, I guess he was out of position a lot and freelancing a lot and making mistakes. Of course, that's what the guys in Boston say after they trade him. I never heard a word. He was a playmaker, man. He was a great teammate and a lot of tackles, and then all of a sudden they trade him, and oh well, he liked to freelance, and he was always out of position, and right. You know,
yeah, missing tackles all the time.
Right.
Look, now that he's in Cleveland, though, he's got a fast track, so he can learn how to do all the oh darn poses when oh dang, he scored again. Oh darn, almost had it.
Maybe there's a chance.
They let me down, man. They let me down. They had them. They had the fucking Jets. It's the fucking Jets.
Really? Really, John? Cleveland let you down? Cleveland let you down? Is that what you're trying?
Cleveland, my nigga. The fucking Browns.
Right. Really?
Right. That's right. No, see, I made the most bold prediction there is on planet Earth. Cleveland Browns were going to win a football game.
Yeah!
And I was close. I was so close. They almost had it. They let the Jets fucking come back on them. I figured of all the teams, because the Browns have jumped out on top of a couple of teams so far this year, I figured of all the teams that they could possibly stave off, it would be the fucking Harvard Horror-led fucking Jets, and they couldn't.
Weren't they winning at some point?
They were way up. They were up by almost 20 points.
They get ahead in every game they play.
I know, and then that's why I said the worst thing that happens to the Browns is that somebody comes and knocks on the door and says, hey, halftime's over in 2 minutes.
Maybe they get a lead and go into shock.
I know. The defense goes, oh, what the fuck we do? I don't know. What the hell are we supposed to do? I don't know.
Ask the new linebacker. Nah, he's freelancing over there. He don't care about us.
Yeah. Hey, you, come over here. You play for the Patriots. What the fuck are we supposed to do?
I don't know, man. I'm always out of position.
I can't help you. I'm freelancing. By the way, the next couple of plays I'm going to be doing for the Bears. I just go to the highest bidder.
All right. Did you have any other games you wanted to mention?
No, that was about it. That was about it. Although I will say, for college football's sake, it's finally nice to see Penn State breaking into the top 25, man. They crushed Purdue.
Yep,
so they should raise up a little bit.
That Packers-Falcons game was great.
Yeah, it was. Falcons rolled again last night, man.
Yeah, man. You had Julio. You're playing my wife this week.
I know. She had her quarterback, running back, and wide receiver in the game, and I'm only behind by a small amount. I should not talk any shit. I ain't talking shit.
Two running backs and a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she had three players in the game, right. basically.
Yeah, Jameis Winston had a real good game for I told her, you ever have those years where it seems like every single time you pick, you got a player and it gets hurt, so you got to pick up a replacement. And every week you pick up another player because every week the player you picked up got hurt.
Yeah. This year it hasn't been so much for me.
That is happening to her. She has gone through every single Tampa Bay running back. She had Jacquizz Rodgers. He had a great week. The next week he gets hurt. Then she gets Antoine Smith, and he was off to a pretty good start. And then the next thing, you didn't see him anymore, and I didn't even hear what happened, but I guess he was on crutches after the game.
Sounds to me like this Tampa Bay offensive line needs to get together.
Well, I said, man, she's just been a jinx to running backs this year. Because I've had years like that where I felt like, I'm bad luck, man. Running backs better hope I don't pick them up.
Running backs are like that all over the league this year. So I'm tired of hearing about how all these damn things are going to protect players. We go right back to where we were last week about the rules, and they don't protect the players. It just goes to show you.
Man, you texted me Sunday. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up so that I can, because I couldn't believe the order of events, how things just transpired throughout the rest of the afternoon after you texted me.
I probably said something stupid and then it didn't happen.
I saw a couple things and I was like, damn, man, I can't believe they didn't call anything. And then you texted me, it's ridiculous how they let Cam Newton get beat up without flags on the ground. And so I started paying a little more attention, and it just seemed to keep happening. And of course, I'm hearing all these analysts break down, well, there was only two places that they should have made a call. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what game you were watching, but they were going low on hit. You're not allowed to hit a quarterback in the knee below the knees. And they did it over and over and over again.
I know it. See, this is the thing that aggravates the shit out of me. Because, A, you're not going to convince me that anybody lets it happen to him because he's black, which some people I'm sure will go to. But the inconsistency, the inability of these fucking referees to call shit that's directly in front of their face makes you call into question. I don't get fined. I'll call their goddamn integrity into question. Who knows what the fuck they're doing? I really don't. That play that I texted you after, that's the exact same kind of play Brady got hurt on that they made the rule right after that.
Exactly.
With the guy crawling along the ground and then hits him low in the knee.
Yep.
It was the exact same thing.
Same exact thing that took Carson Palmer out in the playoff game against the Steelers.
Right. And they moved that fucking, the umpire, behind the line of scrimmage so he could fucking watch that shit. Right?
Unbelievable. Yeah. And so
it's fucking aggravating.
So, Cam went off in the post-game press conference, and he was furious about it. And then he had a conversation with Roger Goodell, and he said, it was a confidential conversation. I'm sure Goodell said, look, we're going to talk, but this is between you and I. This is not for the media, I'm sure. But he said he had a great conversation with him, and I don't know if we'll see anything change. But I think him putting all that attention on it, the refs are going to think twice,
This has been going on all season. It happened in week one, I remember. It was right off the bat it started to happen. Who do they play this week? They play the Rams. Oh, and yeah, I don't think that Greg Williams will do anything dirty with his big bad defensive line. Do you? See, the other thing about that is, if Cam is going to try to be serious about something, dude, take off the fucking Batman villain costume. What the fuck is that? Seriously, there's a pink feather on your head that's 8 inches long.
I don't know.
It's as long as the dildo that they threw at Tom Brady.
Well, forget Cam Newton, John. You know who it's all about.
Dag, dag, dag.
Right.
Man, I'm really pissed off about the refs. Let me see. I'm going to wear this pink hat with the giant feather and this mint green vest. Jesus Christ. And this giant bow tie that makes me look I should have a cane.
All right. That was fun.
All right, so I got another week to go before I can actually watch a Redskins football game.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what that means? This week I'll have to watch the Eagles-Giants, which is just like, when you were like 18 and your girlfriend got sick from too much tequila and you had to take care of her even though you really wanted to just fucking leave her there and go, fuck this.
I don't get to watch the Cowboys play a game until next weekend either. I will get to watch Dallas practice this weekend.
Ah, shut up. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be watching the red zone. I hope like hell that the Browns, when they jump out to that 20-point lead, they can hold on to it for a while. I figured you might go to that game.
Oh, we talked about it, man, and I just, I didn't.
You could be up close to Dak, Dak, Dak.
Dude, Cleveland, I can't. Oh, God, their fans are terrible.
I know, and they smell funny. Let's face it.
They are. But I you know what? The tickets are not cheap. Because, I mean, Cleveland supports their team. I will give them that. As bad as they are, man, those fans are there week in and week out. So they don't have a ton of tickets usually available. And the fact that it's the Cowboys and the fact that Ezekiel Elliott's coming home to Ohio, those tickets aren't cheap. So, you know, for a good seat, I was looking at $4, $4.50.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they were up there, man. I mean, I say for a good – I mean, for a really good seat.
What are they – some of the Indians are going to be there maybe. Bring some cash.
If you're going to go to Cleveland and root for the opponent, you've got to sit, like, in club level. You can't get stuck out in, like, the general population.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to do that.
Dude, the one time I went there, I can't believe how much beer was dumped on me. It's like, this is not fun. It's not.
No, it's not.
And they and that's what they want. They don't want you to come. You know,
I guess.
But the only people worse than Cleveland are in Philly. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, that's true.
Pittsburgh's not much better either. I've been there too.
I never went to a Redskins game at Philadelphia. I've been to a few Phillies games, and I went to a couple Eagles games when I was a kid. But I went and saw U2 there one time. You know, U2 back in, like, this was during the Joshua Tree tour, so they were all still, you know, peace and love, and we're going to surrender, la 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 la. And somebody hit Bono in the head with a fucking thermos.
Jesus.
A fucking thermos. Wham! I mean, it came flying down and bang right off his fucking head. They got these girls out of the crowd with this big Amnesty International flag. Right, brought him up on stage. These girls are having the, oh my god, it's the biggest moment of their lives, and people are fucking throwing shit at him like they're goddamn fun. Oh my god, it was ridiculous. Bono stopped the show. He was all like, "Look, if you're gonna do fucking stuff like this, we're just gonna fucking go and leave. No, 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 gonna fucking stop the show." It was ridiculous, man. I'd say then, like a couple of nights later, I saw him in D.C. and he broke his arm right in front of me. He slipped on some fucking water on the side stage and fell down and broke his arm. And they had to cancel the rest of the show and the tour.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. There's my anecdotes for the end of the show.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Been listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag. Bang Cartoon Radio.